With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Some communities in northern Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula are dealing with failed culverts and roads deteriorating right now. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
Flooded roadways and crumbling pavement have been reported in parts of Forest and Florence counties, as well as Menominee County, Michigan. The Menominee River in northeast Wisconsin could reach record-setting crests at Niagara and Vulcan later this week. Rebecca Kruk is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service Green Bay.
The combination of that, the recent rainfall that we received, plus melting snow that's going on across Upper Michigan, is going to continue to cause several rivers to go into either minor, moderate, or perhaps even major flood stage.
If you come across a flooded roadway, emergency officials remind people, turn around, don't drown. It only takes 6 inches of fast-moving water to knock a person off their feet. 2 feet of rushing water is enough to carry away most vehicles. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The round of storms that moved through Wisconsin overnight included a report of a possible tornado in Taylor County. There were reports of the tornado intermittently lifting and touching down. Multiple tornado warnings were seen in the state. People in the Marshfield area reported quarter-sized hail. Southern Clark County saw hail 2 inches in diameter. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Wisconsin forbids utilities from cutting off customers during the winter, but that disconnection moratorium expires April 15th. Wisconsin Public Service encourages customers to get in touch if they are behind on their payments. The utility says customers who establish and maintain a payment plan are not at risk of disconnection. They say disconnection is always a last resort. Budget billing is available to make monthly payments predictable, and there are also energy assistance programs that could help. Scammers may try to take advantage of the end of the moratorium by pretending to be from WPS or another utility. They may manipulate caller ID to make it look like a call is coming from the company. Scammers may demand immediate payment and ask that an unusual payment method be used, like a payment app, a prepaid debit card, or even Bitcoin. WPS says those are warning signs. If you're suspicious, hang up and call the company directly. The Grand Theater in Wausau has announced a change in the construction timeline for a $17 million remodeling project is set to begin in May. Executive Director Sean Wright says the theater was able to work with Myron Construction, the general contractor, on a timeline that will complete the project in 7 months. Originally a two-phase project, it is now expected to be finished in November of 2026. That will allow the theater to be open during the summer of 2027. This project is the first major remodel to the theater since 1987. Updates will include new seats, fresh paint, and carpet. In addition, there will be updates to the ticket office and ADA improvements. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A cryptocurrency scam victim in Wisconsin is speaking out to prevent others from falling prey to similar scams. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
71-year-old Karen Schmeling, a retired nurse from Greenfield, says she lost $4,400 to scammers who instructed her to secure her account from illegal activity under pressure, telling her to deposit funds into a cryptocurrency kiosk. Despite reporting the scam to authorities, she was unable to recover her money. She says the experience took an emotional toll and inspired her to advocate for stronger safeguards against these type of scams.
I was just floored when I found out how often this happens. And crypto kiosks were like handing the scammers a tool to scam people with on a silver platter. They were so easy to use in these manipulations.
A cryptocurrency kiosk regulation bill was just signed into law last week. Schmeling advocated alongside AARP Wisconsin to help get the legislation passed. The law includes requirements like mandatory scam warning labels, daily transaction caps, and reimbursement for fraud victims. Crypto-related fraud in the U.S. surged to a new record last year, with Americans reporting more than $11 billion in losses. Yet authorities estimate less than 10% of all fraud victims report scams to law enforcement. Schmeling says she believes this is due to shame. She says she learned while meeting with legislators that she was the only scam victim to publicly advocate and testify for the Wisconsin law.
I thought, I understand why they're not here, but I know why I'm here. And I often made reference in talking to the legislators. I'm just one person here who's been scammed, but Imagine hundreds of little invisible grandmas behind me who have no voice. They're suffering too. I'm speaking for them.
Schmeling says getting the legislation passed oftentimes proved to be just as emotionally taxing as the scam itself. But she says seeing it get signed into law last week brought her experience full circle.
I shook Tony Evers' hands and I said, this means so much to me personally because of what I went through. And now I was actually able to do something about it.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Food prices are expected to increase over the course of this year, especially since the war in Iran has driven up the cost of fuel and fertilizer. As Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, food supply chains are reeling from several years of economic uncertainty.
Grocery store prices are expected to increase 3% this year, according to the latest federal forecast. Economist David Ortega from Michigan State University says diesel fuel is critical to food supply chains, from the farm to the grocery store. He says the war in the Middle East is just the latest world event to hit food prices in the last 6 years.
They tend to rise very quickly when there is a shock, but they are much slower to come down, if they come down at all.
In March, food prices were already up nearly 2% from the same month last year. The cost of fruits and vegetables increased during the month, but most other food categories saw declines from February prices, especially the cost of eggs and meat. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.